Notice it. He took bread, and he gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup, that's after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. He took the two frailest things in the world, friends. He took bread and wine. You leave them overnight and both will spoil. The bread will spoil and also the wine will. I think that it was unfermented wine, but let's not argue that one. It would ferment. And therefore, both would spoil. When he reared a monument, it was not a monument of brass or marble, but these two frail elements that perish. And he says, The bread speaks of my body, and the wine speaks of my blood. The bread speaks of his body broken, not a bone broken, but a broken body, because he's made sin for us. I don't think he even looked human when he came down from that cross. There's no beauty that we should desire him. That's the picture that we have here. And now the Passover feast looked forward to his coming and his death. Now he's in the shadow of the cross, and this is the last one. God's passed over sin, the Passover feast, has now come and been fulfilled. And we gather about the Lord's table, and we search our hearts before we go. We ought to. But there we do everything in remembrance of him. We look back. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you show forth the Lord's death till he comes. Now will you notice, verse 21, But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. He's right here in our midst. There are those that believe that this man Judas actually left before the institution of the Lord's Supper. I think that's accurate. Somebody says, well, why didn't Dr. Luke give us that in the chronological order? Because what he's doing is giving us the Passover and how our Lord went right out of that. Now, John makes it clear that it was during the Passover that's when our Lord took the sop, gave it to Judas, says, what you do, do quickly, and he left. I think that you need to understand that to understand what took place here properly. And notice now, And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he's betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them that it was that should do this thing. You know, every one of those men believed he could do it. And if you are honest, you know you could betray him, don't you? You know, friends, if he didn't keep his hand on me in the next 5 minutes, I could deny him. Thank God he won't take his hand off, though. I rejoice in that. What a wonderful thing that we have here.